We're also following today the fires in Russia. Moscow has been shrouded in some of its worst smog in memory. Emergency crews are struggling to contain more than 600 wildfires in western Russia. They're brought on by weeks of intense heat and drought. Peter Van Dyke has our story.
Muscovites awoke to grey skies and poor air quality this morning after a welcome day of lower smog levels yesterday. Over the past week, air pollution in the Russian capital has reached 8-year highs, but yesterday evening it was summer, not smoke, that was in the air. Mobile phone engineer Yevgeny Merivyov was walking through a park to the metro on his way home from work.
It was kind of terrible smoke a few days ago, but day after day, weather becoming better and better, and now there is just kind of no smoke.
The smoke may have lifted from Moscow for a while, but the fires continue to burn. About 600 at the latest count across European Russia and beyond. And while the TV news says every measure is being taken, not everyone is convinced. Oleg Ivanov, out walking his Yorkshire Terrier, says the government isn't doing enough.
My parents live in the Moscow region, and I moved them away from the fires on my own. The fires were coming from two directions, and there was no help.
His parents' house was spared, but the feelings of Mr. Ivanov and people like him have led the government to seek scapegoats. Authorities in one region have been accused of negligence, and President Dmitry Medvedev dismissed several senior Navy officers after a fire destroyed hundreds of aircraft at a naval airbase near Moscow. Medvedev met with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin for the TV cameras yesterday, and they discussed state help for victims of the fires. Budget funds have been allocated to rebuild destroyed homes and address social questions, Medvedev said. It will all be resolved quickly, Putin agreed. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.